You're tuned to 90.3 KNBA at 8:34. Please welcome Ava Earle.
You are the only one that knows what I said. Do you remember it? You are the only one that knows the notes I wrote. You should listen to me. I'm a romantic. Think about what I want until I have it. Until I'm happy. Living in my own skin. Happy. What you said, do you remember it? You are the only one that knows the promise that we made, the chorus play. And I was weird, I was a freak, but you should listen to me. She broke our pact. You did wrong by me. I could blame myself. Blind to both the forest and the trees. But you broke our pact. You did wrong. You did wrong by me. I could blame myself, blind to both the forest and the trees. Whatever that means.
You're tuned to 90.3 KNBA and Ava Earle. Playing live for us. Good morning.
Good morning.
That's beautiful. That's track number one from the new album.
Yes, it is.
Vigilante. The only other song I know, off, real quickly offhand, that uses the word vigilante is the old New Order song, Love Vigilante, and it seems like such a juxtaposition or sort of a dialectic, because they talk about love and vigilante, and you talk about... There's a song called Vigilante, though, and you repeat happy, happy. I mean, is there a tension, a weird thing that goes on there?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I just really like the word vigilante, so I think that was a big part of why it's in the song.
I love it. You're going to be an English major, I assume, then.
Oh, I love English, so maybe. We'll see. My mother is.
Your mother is?
Yes.
Okay. Andy is playing guitar with us in here. Andy Mullen, thank you very much.
I took a shower for this.
Okay, good. Well, thank you, because I was going to take one this week, and I hadn't got around to it yet. Ava Earl has a brand new album out. It is, you know, this is the thing myths are made of. Ava Earl's third album is titled Am I Me Yet? Vigilante is the first song on it. I don't know personally that many folks who've released their third full-length album by age of 15. And you recorded your first album at 12.
Yes.
Is that true, or is that just some bogus press deal? Are you really, like, 25?
Yeah, you know, I'm actually 26. Don't tell anyone, 26, you know. Okay. I look a little younger, so.
So you can still run cross-country at South High, because
yes, exactly.
if you say that, too.
This is my, like, 20th year as a high school student.
Okay, great. I'd work harder on those grades.
I know. I need to step it up.
Okay, so you are a Girdwoodian.
Yes.
Lifelong?
No, I lived in Anchorage until I was about 8, I think, and then I moved to Girdwood, and that's when I started.
So until 18 years ago.
yeah, exactly. That's when I started taking guitar lessons, actually, was when I moved to Girdwood.
Who did you take guitar lessons from?
Melanie Stiasny, who is, still a friend of mine, and she's amazing. I saw her just the other day, and she still teaches me guitar and piano, and, she's a big part of why I started writing songs.
You will look very good on her resume, then.
Oh, yes.
So I want to talk about the new album some more, but before we forget here, actually, I want to get right back into some music, but we need to make sure that folks know the new album, Am I Me Yet?, is going to be there's going to be a CD release party for it here at the Writer's Block. It is tonight, the Writer's Block downtown. Ticket information 929 book and available at the door. It's going to be at 7 o'clock, and you got some good company.
Yes, I do.
Playing there also, right?
Yes. Well, first of all, I'm super happy to have Andy Mullen there with me. He's been with me for the past two albums. And so it's really fun to have him at most of the gigs that I play at. It's a little sad the ones that he doesn't come to. And then also, I've got some special guests opening it up, Kat Moore and Emma Hill.
Wow.
Which is really exciting because I love them so much, and they're really big inspirations to me.
The trifecta.
Yeah, I know.
Writer's Block.
I'm really happy that they're going to come and do that for me.
Excellent. Okay, got another one ready?
Yeah,
into
sweet.
It? Okay.
This is called Tension. Andy's like, what is it called?
Just start playing. Go ahead.
I refer to the songs by the ones that go dilly doo,
the
monster song or something.
Yeah.
That works. Ava Earl
working
here.
On names. Okay.
This is the doodly doo.
The right? Doodly doo.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's 8:42.
Also known as tension. Conversations on the grass starts off slow, builds up fast. I can't wait for you to notice. I won't go too far, I swear. Talk when you need someone who will always be there. Remind me when you said yes before I walked away. Good thing your mouth betrayed your mind. One day you were walking to me, the next you're falling behind. I can't wait for you to notice. I won't go too far, I swear. Talk when you need someone.
You are going to be an English major, I feel somewhat certain. 90.3 KMBA and Ava Earl playing a couple tracks off of her her brand new album, 845. Just listening to the, I think you're more like 126, not 26, because really a lot of your words are very old soul-like, like lyrics. And and even the title of the album, Lauren Dixon, KMBA programmer Lauren Dixon and I somehow had a conversation about identity and adolescence and things the other day, just totally off the wall. But I'm thinking, there's a well-known psychologist, you may know, Eric Erickson, that always posed adolescence as this big struggle, this big tension struggle between identity and role confusion. And then the name of your album is Am I Me Yet? And that just seems so... Thing.
Yeah.
talk about that title. That's very interesting.
Okay, well, so the first, kind of title track, in a way, of the album is the song Catalyst, which I'm pretty sure I don't know what track it is. It's somewhere in the middle. And one of the first lines...
It's near the doodly-doo song.
Near the doodly-doo. Okay. Yeah, sweet. So, anyway, one of the, lyrics in the beginning says... It's like walking through the halls, I see the faces that I used to have, but that's not me, but it was then, so am I me yet? And I just think that is kind of an image of walking through a hall of memories where, you know, you go through those halls and your aunt's house, your grandparents' house, and there's all the pictures of the wall of you as a kid and you're growing up in each picture. And so I think when I think of myself, I think of myself now. I don't think of myself when I was 5 years old or 7 or 10. So I think that, it's kind of a mystery of who you are every day, you know, growing into yourself. And then the you that my friends now know isn't the me that my friends from 5 years ago know. And so I think everyone's changing. And I think it's just am I me yet? It's kind of a rhetorical question in a way, because, you know, of course you're you. You know, you're always you. But I think that the identity of you is ever changing.
Rhetoric, tension, and vigilantes. I mean, that's just about says it all.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, very nice. Ava's new album is Am I Me Yet? And the CD release party is at the Writer's Block downtown tonight. Now, you have participated in the Parlor in the Round series here in Anchorage previously, and you probably know KMBA is going to be doing some Parlor in the Round on radio.
I'm excited.
You're going to be on that. But... you got a very special edition of a Parlor in the Round. It's next week. Next week?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
It is next week, yeah.
Yeah, that's really soon. So, yes, I had a lot of fun. Parlor in the Round is I was a little scared about it because obviously it's definitely not at all similar to what I normally do. Normally I just get up and play my rehearsed songs and, you know, ramble. This is I felt kind of all on my own because I know Kevin Worrell from the Super Saturated Sugar Stream. Yeah, super nice guy. But I hadn't met the other two artists, and it was just really excited, but also really nervous. And it was super fun. I did it back in March, I think, like right before I went to record with Andy. And it was just really fun, and I had a great time.
What was scary?
Well, you know, improv and, like, just, like, putting yourself out there like that is just, like, because, you know, I talk a lot, so I've got a lot of experience in that. But
that looks good on the resume, too.
Oh, yeah.
I talk
a
lot, don't
you? Talk a lot. But, yeah, it's just because sometimes I don't really know what's going to come out of my mouth. And it's just, like, being in a situation, so the audience will give you cards with, like, phrases on it and stuff. And you're supposed to, like, write a song about it or tell a story about it. And, you know, sometimes, like, I was just thinking, like, what if it just doesn't come to me? And that's just, like, a scary thought. But the good thing is that the audience is always on your side. And, you know, they just want you to, like, succeed. They want to laugh. So even if you don't succeed, it's still funny and still works out. So that was a really good experience for me.
In the words of Mickey Mantle, it's time for grace under pressure. The quality of courage is grace under pressure, he said. Ava Earle and Andy Mullen on guitar here joining us live on 90.3 KMBA. It is the Morning Line program for Thursday. Danny here, and so happy to have you along this morning. So thrilled to have Ava and Andy come and join us. Nice way to spend Thursday morning. So what time do you have to get up in the morning to go to school at South?
Oh, it's pretty early. It depends on how much of a rush I want to be in. a bus comes around like 6, so like 5:30 is probably a safe bet, but I've been out the door in 5 minutes or less before, so.
It's sort of, you know, I'm picturing like, you know, somebody who was a big recording star when they were young, like Steve Winwood. Was like 16 when the first, or 15 or 16 when the first big hits was Spencer Davis Group, and I'm picturing him not old enough to drive, and you know, I don't know, hitchhiking down the motorway in England with a guitar, or something, and you know, you think of child prodigies like Mozart, they walked or they took a coach, they didn't have to worry about driving, but you got to get somebody to take you to gigs unless you're walking or hitching.
Yeah, I've learned to like the long car rides. Because my parents are wanting me to get my permit. I haven't gotten around to it yet. It's been like a year.
It's a rite of passage. You need to do that.
I know.
Okay. Let's see. We got 9 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock. Got one more you want to do?
Sweet, yeah.
That would be super.
So this is actually kind of a funny story. I like to tell the story about this song. There are a bunch of songs that we had, like, not names for yet. And, like, Andy, we would just call them, like, the diddly-doo song or whatever. My mom and I, and, like, when we were communicating, like, which songs I'm going to play on my set list or whatever, or suggestions. And so when we were, like, cracking down on, like, getting the, like, album stuff worked out before we went to Portland to record with Hawkins, right? We were like, oh, we gotta figure out some names for these songs. And Catalyst was one of them. I think I called it the slidey song. So we figured that one out, and we figured most of them out. But this one, we called it A.U., and we just couldn't find a better name for it, so we just kind of gave up at one point. And I always say I would take suggestions for this song, but it's too late for that because the party's tonight. CDs are already
it's
printed.
Printed on there.
Yeah,
it says A.U.
Okay.
How many H's are in A.U. is what I wanted
it's
to know.
Just one. Is that a misprint?
I don't know.
No, it's A.H. space O.O.H.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. This is A.U.
You can wake up every day to a sunrise. You can remember every phrase to every song you want to write. And I'm a living in a haze. Just remember what I want.
About your solo, Andy.
All right, I've got the chorus memorized already.
Oh, yeah. It's an easy one.
You're tuned to 90.3 KNBA, and Ava Earl playing tracks from her new album, Am I Me Yet? That one that you haven't figured out, it's called Au. Andy Bullen playing guitar here, too, and wonderful to have the both of you in this morning. So, as a jaded old radio person we get the full gamut, the full spectrum of different artists coming through here, young up-and-comers like yourself. No, I mean, not usually that young, though. And, you know, and old rock and roll Hall of Famers and things. And everybody's got a little bit of a different attitude. But in just setting up the chairs and talking about what we were going to talk about, I think you said please and thank you like 20 times.
That's good. I remembered my manners.
I've never been treated so politely by a musician. It's like, dude, where's the coffee? How many songs do I have to play?
That's pretty much what I was saying to my mom this morning, though. So I was trying to turn it around. It's a little early for my summer.
Yeah, that's very nice and very, very refreshing. So what's up next? You got, the Parlor and Around Fun thing coming up. Your CD release party tonight. What else on the horizon musically?
Oh, well, Salmon Fest, I'm super excited for that. I think I play 2 days, and I'm really excited. Brandi Carlile is going to be there, like you mentioned, and she's one of my idols, so I'm going to go see her play with my friends, and I'm really excited for that. So, yeah.
I want to bring up one more one. Watching the clock here, so we only got a couple minutes, but Maggie Rogers picked you to open up for her.
Yes.
So she wrote the song about Alaska, of course, that went ballistic and viral with Pharrell. So she's from Baltimore, somewhere in Maryland. Did you feel like you needed to write a song called Maryland in reciprocation?
You know, I haven't thought about that, but, you know, maybe that's a good idea. I've been to Maryland. My grandparents used to live there. No, we'll see how it goes.
Okay, good. And so Salmon Fest stage, we will see you there. Writer's Block tonight again, 7 o'clock, with Kat Moore and Emma Hill opening. Maybe I'll call in sick tomorrow. Because I can't go to shows on weeknights because I got to get up really, really early. I could call in sick.
That's a great idea. I think you should.
Yeah, we'll consider. So if somebody else is doing the Morning Line program tomorrow, then I guess we'll know what's happening. Well, listen, that's all the time we got.
Sweet.
Writer's Block Cafe, it's going to be so good. And you'll come back and see us on Morning Line?
Yes, okay. I will. I'll be back tomorrow.
Okay, back tomorrow on Lauren's show on the Alaska Music Spotlight.
Yes, I will.
5:30 for Friday. Great way to wind up the week. Congratulations on the new album. Ava Earl's album is Am I Me Yet? Andy, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having us.
And have a lot of fun and have a great great party tonight.
Thank you so much.
Very welcome. And that is it for Morning Lineup. Next, National Native News, followed by Native America Calling. You can join the show, of course, toll-free, 1-800-996-2848. It's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. And, of course, it is Thursday. That means Alexis Lee in with Earth Songs as well. Find volunteer programming coming up tonight. Laurence and or Laura with World Voices at 8 o'clock. Ron's got Jazz Vibes at 9. Until tomorrow, have yourself a great day. Be safe and hug the kids.